read everything, did the videos, did the questions, and then I psyched myself out, didn't take the test, and I said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore where I'm studying, like my whole life is studying for me to not even feel confident enough to take the test. This is crazy. Like the whole test is crazy. Everything's crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't do this.
Welcome to another episode of the CPA Exam Experience Podcast from Superfast CPA. I'm Logan, and in today's interview, you're going to hear Nate and I talking to Gabby. Gabby is an extremely accomplished person. She served in the military, she's currently a CFO, and she's even currently studying to get her doctorate. When Gabby started studying for the CPA, she was doing exactly what most people are doing, too much. She went through everything in her review course, and she still failed. Then she tried reading through her textbook all the way, and still failed. Eventually, she just left it behind. It was too frustrating and too difficult. Years later, she decided to go for it again. Gabby's experience is the perfect example to show that even super accomplished, super intelligent people can still struggle with these exams. Because it's not really about how smart you are, it's about how effective and efficient you are. I think you're really going to like this interview. Before we jump into the interview, just want to give another reminder about the free webinar training on superfastcpa.com. It's only 1 hour long, and Nate teaches the 6 key ingredients to passing the CPA exam. Now, with that said, let's go to the interview with Gabby.
So before we go into like your whole CPA story, first, before you found Superfast CPA, what were your biggest struggles with the study process in general?
So my biggest struggles, I was doing too much, if that made sense. So I bought Surgent CPA Review, and I went through every single video, went through every multiple choice question, every single simulation to take the test. Took me months to get through it all, and I got a 73. I didn't know how to re-review, so all I did was hit the multiple choice, but I didn't know, I should have known, but I didn't know to really understand what the question was asking me, so I started memorizing the answers so I could pass and check off all the little green boxes. And so then when I went to retake like a month later, I got a 60 instead of a 75. So I kind of gave up after that. And I tried to come back to studying a few times. But when I came back to study, I thought, well, I never read the books they gave me. That's what I was missing. Oh, so man. I read the textbook they gave me cover to cover multiple times and still could not pass the test. So what I was missing was the re-review that Superfast CPA was able to provide for me. And I was also missing just the questions first approach and actually understanding why is this the right answer and why are the other answers wrong? And that's what really made the difference for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm glad you found us eventually. But yeah, like I said, we'll get into all that. So, I mean, I think I know what you'll say to this next one, but next question is, what were the most valuable things you got from Superfast CPA on either the strategies and or the study tools?
So for me, it was both. It was the strategy with how to study, the 2 hours a day. I followed that to a T. It was also the study tools of doing the re-review over and over again throughout the day. My goal was 8 mini sessions to hit throughout the day. And another thing that really changed for me was the motivation. So I had kind of lost steam and had almost given up until I saw some of your videos. And I was like, let me try this one more time because I think this is going to make the difference. And sure enough, it did. And this is my other animal, Selena Sky.
Nice. Do those two get along? Obviously, they must.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So that's really cool to hear. So when you say you had kind of given up, you had seriously kind of given up?
I did. I threw away the textbooks. I wanted nothing to do with their flashcards they gave me. The textbooks, threw it all in the trash, didn't set up another test date. So what sparked me to find your stuff, I wanted a new job. So I'm the CFO of the school district still. I wanted to leave this job, but all the CFO positions I was looking at required a CPA, a CPA license.
Yeah.
And so I just kept thinking, man, this is really limiting me and I'm over it. So I Googled, how fast can I pass the CPA exam? And sure enough, your stuff came up. So that's how I found your stuff. And that's what kind of gave me the motivation I needed to get back into it, to do it one more time.
Awesome. And you're quite possibly done. I mean, you're done with three. Your thing here says you're just, you've got to wait till June for this last.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I mean, hopefully it's a pass, obviously.
Hopefully. So there's been a lot of crazy things that have happened with the CPA exam for me. So not only, so I started the process 5 years ago. So it took me 5 years to get to this point, but like my testing center that was nearby got closed. So I've taken tests in three different states to try to get these tests done. There was one time they shut their website down and I didn't print off my notice to schedule ahead of time before they went down for maintenance for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I missed a test date because of that. And it took them 2 weeks to unburn my NTS so I could retake. Yeah, we've had a lot of crazy things happen in the last 6 or 7 months, but we're here.
Yeah. Well, again, I was going to ask you, so what are you doing now? Are you studying still? But we'll get into all that. So let's go. Now we'll just kind of start from the beginning. So
okay. You
mentioned 5 years ago you started. What was it like in the beginning? Well, actually, what was your reason for wanting to get your CPA 5 years ago? Let's start with that.
So I wanted my CPA license 5 years ago because I was working for a CPA firm. And I wanted to be, at the time, a partner of the CPA firm. I was like kind of on that path, working towards it. And it worked out where I failed twice. And I left the CPA firm not too much longer after that because I realized tax season was not really my thing anyway. So left the CPA firm, got into complete governmental accounting. And then I was like, well, I guess a CPA could be helpful. So I started kind of half studying, reading the textbooks, things like that. Never sat again for the test, though. And then I found my way as a CFO for a school district and trying to get a CFO position for a private or public company. A lot of them require a CPA license. So that kind of is what brought me back full circle to wanting and needing that license.
Okay. All right. So, and you kind of described this already, but 5 years ago when you first started to study, what was that like? I mean, you already described that you would basically try to do everything in your review course, watch every video, read the text. But yeah, just how long did you study for your first attempt? Just kind of describe that first year or those first two attempts.
So the first two attempts, I followed to a T exactly what they said to check all the little green boxes. I would watch the video, take the practice quizzes, questions. I would then do the practice simulations afterwards. And so everything was nice and green and the scores seemed to be okay. I studied for 3 or 4 months for FAR and it was not it. I remember sitting in the test and reading some of the questions, and I'm like, what is this? Like, this is almost a completely different language than what I'm used to reading and studying. So it definitely shocked me a lot. And I thought because I got a 73 and you need a 75 that I kind of got cocky, I guess. And I was like, I don't need to study that much to pass again. So I took a month before I took it that second time. And all I did was go through questions, but I didn't actually go through why am I getting this right or wrong. I was just studying what the answers were. And so, of course, on game day, I did a lot worse than I did the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
How much were you studying every day? Were you doing typical, like 4 hours after work, or what did that look like?
That's exactly what that looked. So I never set a rule for myself with I need to study this amount of time. I just studied every possible second that I had. So I was studying before work, I was studying during lunch, I was studying after work, just anything I had to throw at this, I was attempting to do the best I could.
Yeah. And so that's when it's really frustrating, right? Is when you're putting in a lot of effort and then it's just not working. And then you're forced to think, okay, I mean, I'm doing everything I know how to do. I'm sure that's how you felt.
I was giving it my all and it still wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's the thing that's the road that leads to so many people getting so burnt out with the CPA exams. You know, their pass rate is like 50% or lower. And a lot of people are doing exactly what you were doing. Just like their whole life was work and study and you just still not passing. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure that was super frustrating.
Okay. So you do those two attempts and then... Was failing the retake, was that part of why you decided to leave public accounting?
A mix of it, yeah. Part of it was the firm I worked for. Part of it was tax season is just rough in general. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then failing the CPA exam a second time, I was like, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Like, this may not be what I was meant to do anyway. So it was actually a period of time where I got into governmental accounting for about 6 months. Didn't work out the way I wanted it to. I actually left accounting altogether and quit my day job. And I started teaching yoga and spin. So that was early 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And then the pandemic hit and shut all the gyms down that I was working for. And I was like, let me get back into accounting. That's what I think I need to be.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story. And then you mentioned you kind of got back into it for a while, meaning the studying, but you didn't take an exam. So what was that? Another several months or a year?
It was. So I studied. So I did that twice to myself where I said, okay, I do want the CPA. I want to finish what I started. You know, let me get this done. And I would read the textbook. I would go through the practice questions and I would never sit for the test. Those two times I actually paid for my NTS. And when the date rolled around, I like freaked out and said, I'm not ready. I can't sit right now for this. I don't want to get another failing score. I don't know. I guess in the back of my mind, I wanted the third time to be the charm, you know, and get it done. And I just didn't think it was going to be. So I didn't even bother, which is definitely a waste of money.
Okay. But. Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time to so many people. Okay. So without taking an exam and then where you got to where you said you completely gave up on the CPA exams, what led to that? You know, if you were studying, but you never took an exam at some point, or how'd that happen?
Yes. So 2021 was the last time I did that. I studied up, read the textbooks. I actually bought myself another CPA review course. So I thought maybe surgeon CPA review course maybe just wasn't as good as they said it was. So I bought Jaeger CPA review course, studied up through Jaeger, read everything, did the videos, did the questions. And then I psyched myself out, didn't take the test. And I said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore where I'm studying, like my whole life is studying for me to not even feel confident enough to take the test. This is crazy. Like the whole test is crazy. Everything's crazy. I can't do this.
Yeah. Okay. So then what you mentioned earlier, you searched how fast can I pass the CPA exam? And one of our, I don't know, either our website or our ads came up. Did you end up watching like the 1 hour webinar? Is that kind of the first thing you saw?
I did. So I read through most of your website first and I saw that you did the 1 hour training and I said, you know what? It doesn't cost me anything. Let's just see if this is something I can do, fit into my life and get this done. So watch the training. I took a bunch of notes. Like I have multiple pages worth of notes that I took just from your 1 hour training. And I, for a couple of days, wasn't super convinced about anything, about the CPA exam or about your product. So I kind of sat back and thought about it some more and said, is this A, really what I want? And B, can I fit this into my lifestyle without it taking over my life this time? And after 3 or 4 days, I said, this is it. Like, I need to buy the products. I need to use the products, give it my best shot, but do it my way. Do it, well, your way, essentially, where it's not running my life anymore.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Was that the thing that caught your attention? Like what when you were listening to that webinar, what was it that you were just like, I mean, obviously you thought about it for a few days, but what was it that was going through your head for those few days that made you decide to go for it?
So I will say a lot of your follow-up emails really helped too, because they kept like nudging me saying, hey, it's still here if you're interested. So that definitely helped me make the decision. But as I was listening to the 1 hour training, everything you were saying, like, are you burnt out from studying? Have you tried questions first? Do you, all these things you were saying, it just started clicking in my head. And I'm like, wow, this is so smart and it's such a good idea and it's so simple. Why not give it a try? And I decided to buy all the products that you offered because I really wanted to make it work this time. I was very determined that I was going to get this done. And I knew that your products were going to help me be that little bit I needed to get me from a 73 to that passing score.
Okay. So did you go right in and watch the pro course videos first?
Yes. I made myself go through all the pro course videos first, kind of came up with what time of day was I going to study. So it was first thing in the morning. So my alarm is still set for 4 a.m. up at 4 a.m. Takes me about 30 minutes to take care of my animals and everything and myself, and then study for 2 hours exactly. I have time then to work out for about 1 hour and then get to work. And then at work, whenever I had a chance, I would do mini sessions because my goal was 8 a day. And if for some reason at work I couldn't do mini sessions, during lunch is when I would hit like 3 or 4 mini sessions. And then I would come home from work and hit another, finish any mini sessions I still had hanging out there for the day when I got home. But then that was it. I was done. Mm-hmm. So that helped me some. So I started studying June of 2023. I took FAR July 21st of 2023. So I gave myself 7 weeks to knock out FAR. I started my doctoral program July 1st of 2023. So I had to be very, I was very confident that your products would work and your system would work. So in the evenings when I came home, that's when I was doing homework. So I didn't have any flexibility to add more time or to play around and not do mini sessions during the day. Like I had to get it all the way done. So I took FAR July 21st, found out my score in August. I got an 83. So definitely not the highest score ever, but definitely above passing. Mm-hmm. I took audits August. So I didn't give myself a break in between. I went from one right to the next. So I took the test July 21st, started studying for audit July 22nd. Like there was no, I was confident. I was like, I passed this. We're moving on to the next one now, which in the past I had not done. I didn't have that confidence. I would sit around and wait for my test score to come through. And then when I found out I failed, I would get really upset. But I told myself, pass or not, I am going to the next section and seeing if I can at least get a few of these done, even if FAR will hold me back. But it didn't hold me back. So
that's awesome. Go ahead, Logan.
And you didn't feel confident before. And how long did it take, or what was your feeling as you got into studying with this different method? Like at what point were you like, you know what, did you ever feel like you felt really good about FAR? Like kind of what were your feelings as you were going through it at the start?
Definitely. So in the beginning, I think you even mentioned this in your videos, the first 2 or 3 weeks, I was sitting there like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I don't actually know the answers to these questions, you know, that I'm making myself answer without reading it or watching the video. And finally, after about 3 weeks, things just started to click. And so by week 4 and 5, I was like, this is it. Like, we are smooth sailing. 7 weeks was perfect for FAR for me, and we're going to get this.
Awesome.
Okay. So after about 3 weeks, you could just kind of tell it was working better than what you'd done in the past.
I was remembering more and my scores were improving. So something else that made a big difference for me is I made my own note cards as I was going. So I would give myself the first 3 weeks without making any note cards, just to kind of process through what I could. And then after about week 4, I would hit the note cards hard. Anything I was getting wrong, I also had an Excel spreadsheet. So I'd have 2 screens going, one with my surgeon CPA review quizzes, and then another screen, an Excel spreadsheet. So anything I got wrong from surgeon, I would type into an Excel spreadsheet. So I could search it later, but I never searched it later. But I would take basically the question and the answer and rephrase it differently to help connect the dots for my brain. And sometimes that's all I needed. But I would find, so I did not only what you recommend, the 1.5 hours of new material, and then 30 minutes of like a re-review. I would do at least 30 questions in those 30 minutes. During that re-review, as I was getting things wrong, if I got something wrong more than once, it became a note card. I didn't care how easy it was. If it was a silly mistake, it was a note card. So there were definitely some note cards. I was like, oh, I really do know this, but I'm going to keep refreshing. So then my goal was to get through my note cards once a day. Like that became one of my mini sessions in the evenings, was let me get through my note cards. So I did that for the last week or two of every test, was 2 hours in the morning sessions plus going through all the note cards that I made.
That's like a perfect description of kind of the pro course, all like everything. And it's awesome to hear that, you know, it worked so well for you. Yeah.
Yes. I was going to say the one thing I did a little different is I did all the simulations that I had in surgeon CPA review. So I would back myself up. I'd have my test day already booked. I would give myself usually a week, sometimes 3 to 4, 3 to 7 days worth of like a big overview review where every morning I was doing 2 sets of 30 and some sims, 2 sets of 30 and some sims. And the week before that, I hit all simulations for an hour and a half and then 30 minutes of re-review afterwards. So for me, it was a mental game. I didn't want to get to the simulations on game day and like blank out and panic. So to help me through that, I needed to see them. But instead of focusing on, well, the answer in here is supposed to be 30. Let me just type in 30. I was focused on, why am I getting this wrong? How do I get to the right answer?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And where did that distinction come from? You know, because you mentioned you were doing questions, you know, your first time around. And I mean, most people are. But that's such a big distinction that, I don't know, goes unnoticed, or like you said, people just don't realize I've got to get to the why behind these questions. So was that something from the pro course, or, I mean, where'd you get that?
Yeah, so I think it was a mix of both. So I found myself, when I failed the first two times, I found myself the second time that I was memorizing the question because, and just memorizing the answer, because I wouldn't have to really read the question. I could skim it and I'd know the answer and I would always get it right. And I failed really bad. And then when I was watching the pro course, and you mentioned reading the description they put out to the side as to why that was the right answer, then it clicked in my head. I can't just study the questions because on the test, it's not the same question from my review course. They're going to change it. They're going to make it harder. And so, yeah, the pieces all just clicked at once. And I said, this is it.
Okay. Awesome. Let's see. So you kind of mentioned exercise, but you know, one thing I ask is, did you have like a hobby or something that you weren't willing to completely give up, you know, that you still made it a point to do throughout the process to stay sane and feel good, you know?
Yes. So one of the things I wouldn't give up is my workouts. So I served in the Marine Corps for about 5 years. So working out to me is very important. I now love to do triathlons. So I did actually two or three triathlons this summer during studying for the CPA exam and my doctorate. So I would give myself an hour a day for a workout. The other thing I wouldn't get rid of, so I hike with my dog every weekend. Every day I have off work, we go hiking, and I refuse to give that up as well. But what made it convenient is I would listen to your audio notes as I was driving to go on a hike and then listen to the audio notes on my drive back from the hike. So it still kind of got a little bit of studying in there, but I wouldn't give that up. And I wouldn't let myself study when I was hiking either, because it would have been easy to like bring my flashcards or something, but I wouldn't let myself do that because I needed that time to decompress.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, convenient, but it also, I think people really discount the idea of studying from their phone. Like how effective could this be to do a few questions, you know, here and there? But did you feel like that was kind of a key component, the mini sessions and being able to listen to the audios over and over?
So anytime I was driving to and from work or really anywhere, a lot of my friends, so I live about an hour south of Asheville. So a lot of my friends live in Asheville. So I'd have that hour drive and it was easy enough just to put on the audio notes. And I'm not a big social media person, but I still find myself on my phone quite a bit. So instead of checking emails or answering text messages, I would make myself do a mini session first. So I would kind of pause and say, okay, I'll get to the email in a second. Let me bust out a 5-question quiz and then I'll go check my emails.
Gotcha.
So super effective.
Yep. The exact idea. Just adds up.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So you were studying before, you said you were trying to study at all times of the day. So it was just pretty miserable, in other words. And so with this, it just allowed you to be much more, just have balance day to day, week to week.
Exactly. I had a lot more balance. I'm also a very schedule oriented person. So I've got everything scheduled out perfectly. So before the CPA exam used to run my life for the most part. And any free second I had, I felt like I had to dedicate to the CPA exam. But then with your method, it was 2 hours a day and that's it. And then you've got your mini sessions and your audio notes. So I actually made that something I need to check off on my to-do list that I have every day. So I made it recurring, a 2-hour study session, 8 mini sessions, so I could check off each session and then listen to the audio notes was on there as well.
Yeah. And that's, it's just hard to go wrong. Like when you're, that's what I'm always telling people. If you're doing all parts of the process, it's honestly hard to go wrong. I mean, as long as you, you know, you get really clear on what's in the pro videos. So I love when someone, I can just tell by the way you're describing the process, you really like internalized or just, you got really clear on what was in those videos as far as the strategies. And it just makes things so much easier. So,
so I had a question. You sound super busy already. So what is your doctorate that you're going for and what made you want to do that?
So my doctorate is a DBA. So it's a doctorate of business administration. Okay. I want my doctorate for a couple of reasons. I don't know if you can hear my dog growling in the background. I'm trying to keep her quiet. The mailman is dropping off the package.
It's not bad.
Okay. So my DBA is an all online program. They are 8-week classes that I take. So you take one class at a time. It's a 32-month mm-hmm. program. So I will say your study methods have made me efficient enough to I've convinced the college to let me go double full time to school. So wow. Since I'm not studying anymore, I'm taking multiple classes at a time. I'll finish their 32-month program in about 22 months. So I'm excited for that. But I want my doctorate. I would love to teach at a collegiate level, which is also where the CPA exam, the CPA license will be helpful for that. I would love to teach business classes and accounting classes as well. So kind of well-rounded. Really cool. I want to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And what makes you want to teach? Like what got you to the point where you want to be that like teacher and that like somebody on that level?
Yeah. So I always, ever since I was a little kid, I always told my parents I wanted to be a teacher. And when I talked to a Marine Corps recruiter in high school, I changed my mind and decided I wanted to join the Marine Corps. My family was very upset for a little bit there. So joined the Marine Corps, got out, didn't know what I wanted to do. So I got into accounting. And then I realized how much I love teaching, but I also love accounting. And so I would love the opportunity to be able to do both, teach and still be in the accounting realm in some aspects. I also don't know if I could teach little kids anymore. I think I'd have to be adults at the collegiate level.
Yeah. Some of my favorite teachers were like that. Professors, I guess, like specifically in my master's degree. There were a few, they would just teach a certain class because they were kind of just an expert in real life. Anyways, but yeah, that's cool. And then you kind of mentioned, well, I think you did, on the weekends, did you study longer or did you keep the same format? How'd you study on the weekends?
So it depended on the weekend. So some weekends I'm a little more busy than others. So most weekends I kept it to the 2 hours, but usually as I was pushing towards the test, so like the last week or two before the test, I would try to do more like 4 hours a day on the weekend, but I would never let it go beyond the 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah. And then, one thing I was going to ask. So you had this long journey, you know, before you passed FAR that first time. So what was it like getting your passing score finally and, you know, realizing, okay, this is working, like this is going to happen this time?
I definitely felt like I was on top of the world for a little bit there, especially FAR, because I did that one first and I got a score in the 80s. Like I thought this, the best thing ever. And then moving into audit, I feel like it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, you know, just from the beginning, lots of ups and downs. But I feel like the last 7 months I've had a lot of ups and downs. So not only I passed FAR, but then I couldn't take audit when I wanted to take audit. So I started studying for reg, had to pause on studying for reg to go back to studying for audit to sit and take audit. And so I didn't know if I was going to pass audit or reg because of the back and forth that I had to do with them, mm-hmm. With their website being down for maintenance and I couldn't print my NTS in time.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And so I didn't find out my audit score until I was on vacation in Thailand and South Korea. So when I found out I'd somehow pass audit, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I wouldn't know my reg score until I got back from my trip to Thailand and South Korea. So when I got back, in the meantime, when I tried to take reg, they closed my testing center. So I had to drive. My testing center was an hour away. That's where I took FAR and audit was an hour away. Then they closed the testing center. I had to drive 2.5 hours one way to get to the testing center, and I had to bump my test dates up by a week for reg in the middle of me trying to flip back and forth between audit. And so I was like, I don't know how I did with reg, but we tried. And so I got my failing score. I actually got a 60 on that. But there was just so much going on that I was like, okay, we'll move on to BEC because BEC is going to be gone as of December 15th. Moved on to BEC. I actually found that section harder than all the other ones because it's just to me, it was random pieces of information that I was trying to combine together into one test. So I started studying for BEC on vacation in Thailand and South Korea. Took it November 27th. I had to drive to Virginia for that one. I live in North Carolina. So it was another 2.5 hours one way for me to get up to Virginia to take this test. Didn't know how I was going to do. Wasn't going to find out my score. So I took the test November 27th. Wasn't going to find out my score till December 26th. And I was like, you know what? I still have 2 weeks. Let me try reg one more time before the testing window closes in December. So I had to drive down to South Carolina to take reg on December 15th, like a Hail Mary, see if I can finish this out before the year is over. Got my scores the same day on December 26th, passed BEC with an 81, failed reg with a 73. I was so close. So I decided to retest reg. Thankfully, they opened my testing center back up, so I only had to drive an hour for my third time for reg. So that was January 22nd, but because it's the new testing, everything is new, they won't release our scores till June 4th or 6th, something like that. So I'm not doing any kind of studying at the moment, but so I say all that to say it felt like a lot of up and down. So as I was getting a passing score, then my testing center got closed and then I had so many other things come up. So it was a little frustrating, but I'm glad I'm where I'm at now. And I feel like even if for some reason I get another 73 on reg in June, I'll retake it again. I know I'm going to pass. So it's not a matter of these failing scores now aren't going to stop me. I'm so close to the end. So I'm very happy with where it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see a big difference in the last 2023 attempt on reg and then this January 22nd attempt that was now the 2024 version?
I know there were a lot of things that got removed, especially on reg. They took out a lot of topics. So to me, the topics they took out were the ones I was struggling with anyway, because I've got the least amount of experience in tax. I don't do anything with taxes. So I'm not going to say it's easier just in case I don't pass it, but I think it was different, similar, but different. I also will say that after every test, I didn't know if I was going to pass. So like I walked out of every test, my parents would always ask me, how did you think you did? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I passed or I failed. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not saying anything until I get the score. So yeah, it was definitely different studying for this round of reg than the last two because of all the pieces they took out. So to me, it made it easier.
So
hopefully the test will show that.
Yeah. So I thought that's where you were going with that. The other attempts, you were always like, I don't know. And I thought you were going to say on this one, you felt better than previous ones or kind of the same.
I did feel better, but I also don't want to jinx it still. I guess I feel like if I come out saying, yeah, I passed that, and then I fail, I'd be really bummed. So I always kind of like to keep myself even, I guess, with I don't know.
That, right. Yeah. I felt the same way. People would always ask me, they're like, oh, do you think you passed? And I'm like, I have zero idea. I really have no idea. And even my last exam where I was like, I thought I would pass just because I had passed the other three. It was still like, I felt the same. I was like, I don't want to tell people I for sure passed because what if I do fail? So yeah, I totally get that feeling.
Yeah, it sounds, that would sound bad to say that. No, I know for sure I passed that because no one really says that for the CPA exams. What was I going to say? What about you kind of described your final review already, right? You did a week of sims. So throughout the process, you don't really do sims, but you do them all towards the end. Is that kind of how you did it?
Yes. So my goal was to finish them all by December 15th. So I kind of had planned out on the calendar when I wanted to take each test. So from there, I would work backwards and say, okay, my test is basically five, 6 or 7 weeks from now. Let me save a week for re-review, a week just for sims, and however many weeks I have is for multiple choice. And so I would go through all the new multiple choice that I had So usually in Surgent CPA review, it was well over 1,000 multiple choice questions to kind of chew through before I would do a week of sims and then a week of doing both together as like a final review.
Okay.
I also took, so my Surgent CPA review has practice tests you can take. So I did take the practice tests as well. I would try to plan at least one or two in there before. So I'd usually do the practice tests on a weekend. And instead of a 2-hour study session, I would just take a practice test. So for me, the practice tests don't take very long. They may take other people a long time. Even the test that I pass, I'm usually done in about 2 hours. Doesn't matter which section, doesn't matter. Yeah, wow. In and out in 2 hours. So for me, taking the practice test, just that was my 2-hour study session.
Okay. So you got really, really fast at MCQs, basically.
Very fast.
That's just huge advantage on test day.
Yeah. So on test day, you're saying that on your tests, you were done with your like actual exam in about 2 hours. About how fast were you doing the MCQs so that you, like, how much time did you have left for the sims if you were doing it in 2 hours?
Yeah. So my goal was always to finish the multiple choice in under an hour. And I usually can. So if I was going through the Surgent CPA ones, I could get through 30 to 45 minutes. But on test day, I want to take a little more time and really read and make sure I'm understanding. So my goal was 45 minutes to an hour, be done with both sets of MCQs and move on to the sims. So in the back of my mind, it always was, I will sit here through the sims however long it takes me. And so sometimes it was an hour, sometimes it was an hour and a half. So, but every single test I've been done in under 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that is quick. And usually, well, it's usually a good sign or a really bad sign. I mean, I've heard from some people that just went in to do a Hail Mary attempt and they're like, I don't know, I got done in an hour and a half. And I'm always thinking,
so my first attempt at reg was an hour and a half. And I sat there and I was like, that was too fast. Like all my other ones were about 2 hours. Hour and a half is too fast. This didn't go good.
Yeah. What about when you, so currently you're kind of done with the study process, you know? So how is that, just having your 2 hours in the mornings back or sleeping longer or whatever?
Yes. So I still have my alarm set for 4 a.m. So what I've done now, since I'm taking two classes at once instead of one class, I've moved my homework from the evenings into the mornings, but that completely has freed up my evenings. So wow. I will say for the last 2 weeks, my work has been crazy. So unfortunately, that's kind of eaten up my evenings. But there's been a few nights where I've kind of gotten home and I just sit there and I'm like, wow, I have time. Like, what am I going to do with myself? You know, I could read a book. I could go do whatever I want now and not have to think about anything. So that's been nice. The couple of nights I've had kind of off of work and homework and studying, it still feels almost not real.
Mm-hmm. And what about in June, if you get that passing score, are you going to go on a big trip or do you have any big plans to celebrate?
So I already have a trip planned anyway, whether I pass or not. So I'm going to Europe, basically. My younger brother, he was stationed in South Korea last year, which is why I went to Thailand and South Korea. This summer, he'll be stationed in Germany. So I'm going to go do Germany, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Belgium.
That's awesome.
And that'll kind of be my celebration. So that should be August. So even if I don't pass in June, I'm hoping to retake and get the passing score in July. So I'll still be able to go and be done and get to celebrate.
And not have to think about it. Yeah. Let's see. Logan, can you think of any questions we missed?
We
kind of went over everything, but were there any other study methods that you kind of discovered along the way that helped a lot, or anything, I don't know, unconventional about your study process?
I don't think so. I feel like I followed what you had to a T, and that really helped me a lot. So I would definitely recommend that for everyone to get the pro course video. So I have a few people that have told me, oh, I think I'm going to start studying for the CPA exam. I always tell them, go look at Superfast CPA, buy all the products and start with that. So you don't have to go through the drama and the headache and having the CPA exam like take over your life. Just start off the smart way and get it done the right way from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I don't think I did a whole lot outside of that. Yeah, right? That would have been nice if I had found that in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you did eventually. That's the only thing that matters. I'm pretty confident you're done. So
Me definitely too.
Let us know in June when you find out. So, I mean, the last thing I always ask, even if it's stuff we already talked about, what would be your top two or three tips to people that maybe are in your initial phase, you know, really frustrated, putting in a lot of time? What would be your tips to them?
So my tips would be not to give up, because this is doable. I think most people can pass this if they put their mind to it and have the right study methods and right study tools behind them. So definitely number one is don't give up. Number two, it's to follow exactly what you say, is to do the 2 hours. Don't let it take over your life. So schedule out your studying and get it done. Get it done first thing in the morning. Don't leave it hanging over your head for the rest of the day that you have to worry and stress about. Just get it done. I think, and the third thing that sometimes I tried not to do, but I realized how important they were, how important it was the flashcards. Mm-hmm. Writing it out again in your own words and then going over and over and over it again until it really started to click in your head.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect summary. All right. Well, yeah, we won't take up much more of your time, but I appreciate you doing the call. That was really valuable. You had a lot of really good tips, and almost more so just your story, you know, of just another example of, you know, I think if someone's studying really hard and still failing, it's hard to not take it personally eventually, you know, and wonder like, okay, what's wrong? But with just some tweaks to the study process, you know, the same person gets completely different results. So I'm glad you found us, and congrats in advance on being done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That was the interview with Gabby. Like I said at the beginning, this interview is a perfect example of no matter who you are, you need to have effective and efficient strategies to pass these exams. If you liked this video or this interview, be sure to leave a comment and like this video on YouTube, or leave a rating in your favorite podcast app. Be sure to share this podcast with anyone you know who is going through the CPA exams. This podcast is the best free resource out there for any CPA exam candidates. Thanks for watching or listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.